Christopher Nolan's film classic, The Dark Knight, was released on the 18th of July 2008, and with its 12-year anniversary having just passed, here are We Talk Film's 10 fascinating film facts about The Dark Knight. As per usual, please continue to subscribe to stay notified and follow us on all our social media channels. Fascinating film fact number one. The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises, Captain Marvel, Spider-Man Far From Home, Aquaman, Captain America Civil War, Iron Man 3, Black Panther, Avengers Age of Ultron, Avengers Infinity War, The First Avengers, and Avengers Endgame. 12 comic book films have made $1 billion worldwide. The Dark Knight was the first to do so, and in fact, made more than Batman Begins' entire domestic run in only 6 days of release. Fascinating film fact number two. Cillian Murphy became the first Batman movie villain to reprise his role in a follow-up film when he appeared in The Dark Knight. Liam Neeson became the second when he appeared via flashback in The Dark Knight Rises. Fascinating film fact number three. The Dark Knight is largely credited as being the main reason the Academy Award for Best Picture went from 5 nominations to 10, such was the uproar at the film not being nominated for the award. Until Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix, was nominated in 11 categories, The Dark Knight held the record for Oscar nominations for a comic book film with 8. Fascinating film fact number 4. The film was rated a 12A in the UK, meaning that those under 12 could only be admitted to the cinema with an adult over the age of 12. Or should it have been given a higher rating? According to the British Board of Film Classification, this film received the most complaints of the decade, the year 2000 to 2010, from British viewers, accounting for a whopping 42% of all complaint letters received in the year of the film's release in 2008. Fascinating film fact number 5. Aaron Eckhart became the third actor to play Harvey Dent on the big screen after Billy Dee Williams and Tommy Lee Jones, but was only able to play the role after Matt Damon was forced to turn it down due to a scheduling conflict. The actor was filming Invictus, starring fellow Dark Knight actor Morgan Freeman at the time, and was unable to commit to the part, so was forced to pull out, paving the way for Eckhart to take the role. Fascinating film fact number 6. The movie was primarily filmed in Chicago, Illinois in the United States, but filming also took place in the UK, in Bedfordshire and London, at the Criterion Restaurant for Bruce Wayne's restaurant, the Farmiloe Building for the Gotham City Police Department interiors, and Battersea Power Station for an explosion scene, as well as in Hong Kong. The scene where Batman retrieves Lao from Hong Kong marked the first time in a Batman film that Batman, not Bruce Wayne, operated outside of the confines of Gotham City. Fascinating film fact number 7. The iconic scene where the Joker claps as Gordon was promoted was not in the script and was in fact improvised by Heath Ledger. It came off so well that Christopher Nolan decided to keep it in the finished film. Heath Ledger also directed both homemade videos sent to the GCN network in the film, having full trust in him to do so, that what he want, confident of the results, was Christopher Nolan in Heath Ledger's ability to record the footage. Fascinating film fact number 8. During the hospital scene, the Joker is wearing a nurse's uniform with the name Matilda on the name tag. Matilda is also the name of Heath Ledger's daughter. Fascinating film fact number 9. The film takes place over the span of 9 days and nights, making it by far the shortest duration of the trilogy, with Batman Begins taking place over a few decades and The Dark Knight Rises taking place over the span of many months. And fascinating film fact number 10, a nod to our own mystery here. The character of Coleman Reese, the Wayne Enterprise employee who discovers Batman's identity as Bruce Wayne, is rumoured to be an allusion to classic Batman villain the Riddler. The Riddler's real name is Edward Nigma, Enigma or Enigma, the same way Coleman Reese's name is a play on the mysterious, Mr. Reese or Mysteries, with Lucius Fox referring to him as Mr. Reese on multiple occasions in the film. Both characters worked at Wayne Enterprises and both found out the real identity of Batman and tried to blackmail him. So there you have it, 10 fascinating film facts about The Dark Knight. please let us know in the comments which other films you'd like to know some fascinating film facts about. And as usual, continue to subscribe to stay notified. Follow us on our social media channels. I'm Matt Black, and I'll see you on the next video.